Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
A new study has recently looked at the fact that nearly one-third of children with ADHD may still have ADHD as adults. My guest is Dr. William Barbarisi. He's the director of Developmental Medicine Center. He's also the Wade Family Foundation Chair in Developmental Medicine. So, Dr. Barbarisi, tell us about the study about one-third of the children with ADHD coming into adulthood.
Thank you very much, first of all, for having me on the show. This study is really quite different from other studies that have attempted to look at this issue. Previously, what we've learned about the long-term outcome of ADHD, including whether or not children will grow up to still have ADHD, have involved primarily studies of boys referred to psychiatric treatment programs in childhood. So although there have been prior studies looking at some of these issues, no study has looked at a representative group of children to try to answer that question, what does ADHD look like in adulthood for the population at large? That was really the unique aspect of this study. And as you mentioned, we found that about 30% of children will continue to have ADHD in adulthood.
Okay, so this is kind of a scary, a little bit frightening for parents that are dealing with this right now. So what are the implications of taking care of children and adolescents that have been diagnosed with ADHD? Is there any, you know, implications that we would look toward that adulthood or anything that could change the outcome?
Yes. Well, in order to answer that question, we need to look first at some of the things that go along with ADHD. We've been studying ADHD in this very large group of children. In fact, almost 6,000 children who were born in Rochester, Minnesota, between the years 1976 and 1982, in a study that's gone on over 20 years now. And we've previously shown, for example, that 60% of children with ADHD develop at least one associated psychiatric or other mental health problem. 60% develop a learning disability in reading, writing, or math, sometimes more than one. And not surprisingly, in adulthood, we found that some of those same issues persist. So, for example, among the children who had ADHD, 57% had at least one other mental health problem in adulthood. And among children whose ADHD continued into adulthood, 80% had at least one mental health problem. So to answer your question, what should we be doing and what does this study say about what we should be doing? We have to look first at what goes with ADHD, and it's psychiatric problems, it's learning disabilities, and those issues need to be addressed from the very, very beginning. We've also shown that treatment, for example, with medication for ADHD, really can make a difference at least through age 19, and we're studying that issue in our adult group as well.
So in the adult group, are there also, you know, so there are things that may go along with it. If back in the 70s and 80s when this people you're studied, you know, were first diagnosed, maybe certain things that you've been discussing were not done. What are you seeing as adults? Are they having trouble holding down jobs or relationships or continuing on through college? Any of those kinds of things?
Unfortunately, the answer is yes to all of the above. We are going to be presenting additional reports on this group of adults who had ADHD in childhood, addressing all of those issues from employment and education to income, relationships, driving history, some other really unfortunate associated problems like substance abuse. And children who have ADHD, when they reach adulthood, unfortunately tend to have worse outcomes in all of those areas. Again, important to emphasize that is not saying anything about the extent to which those outcomes could be improved with treatment. But right now, I think that the problem is that we still tend to view ADHD primarily as just an annoying behavior problem in young children. And what our study has shown is, first of all, this disorder does persist, that even if the disorder itself, even if ADHD doesn't persist into adulthood, many of those other associated problems in learning or other mental health issues, for example, do persist. And so we need to recognize that and work to prevent these concerning outcomes from the very beginning. And right now, I think that's the most important message for parents. At the time that a child is diagnosed with ADHD, there needs to be a careful search for other problems, mental health problems and learning problems especially. And along the way, while that child is growing up, there needs to be careful monitoring to check for those same issues in case they should develop. Right now, I'm afraid that the systems of care that we have do not pay enough attention to those issues.
Well, and if a parent works both with their pediatrician, their healthcare professional, and the school system, you know, and you mentioned medication, and obviously we would talk about behavioral therapy and things that go along with ADHD treatment, then you can tell parents that the outcome can change, correct?
Well, what we can say is that in the studies that we've done through age 19, we found, for example, and this is information that's been published some time ago, that treatment is associated with better educational outcomes, for example, better reading, with a reduced likelihood of being retained a grade, with a reduced rate of absenteeism throughout all of the school years. We've shown that in boys with ADHD, the risk for developing another problem with drugs or alcohol is cut in half for boys who were treated with appropriate stimulant medication. So we can at least say that during childhood and adolescence, that treatment is associated with improvement. But I have to emphasize that unfortunately, at many levels, the system of care is not really supporting that necessary level of treatment at this time. For example, at the time of an initial diagnosis of ADHD, even though we know that almost two-thirds of children will have an associated learning disability or other mental health problem, most insurances will not provide coverage for the kind of detailed psychological testing that's needed to identify those problems. And that's an area for public policy advocacy and also for parents on behalf of their children to advocate for addressing those issues and getting answers to those questions before they cause problems.
Would this, Dr. Barbarisi, be something you would recommend or not recommend? Parents, do they not let their children know about this study? Because kids actually know, you know, I mean, there comes a point when you discuss it and the child starts to help in their own treatment, especially teenagers. Is this something you wouldn't recommend parents let them know? Well, if we don't take care of this now, it could go into adulthood?
Well, I think the answer to that question has to do with another key point that we hope we can begin to make with the findings from our study, and that is that ADHD needs to be viewed for what it is, a serious chronic medical condition, just like other chronic medical conditions that begin in childhood, for example, diabetes. If a child is diagnosed with diabetes, from the time of diagnosis, we begin to work with them to help them understand the implications of that diagnosis, what they need to learn to do for themselves, to take care of themselves. And that message is modified as the child gets older and more sophisticated and can assume more and more responsibility for their own care. At this point in time, because we don't really have that chronic illness model for ADHD in our mind, I don't think that we're doing that. And that is exactly what we should be doing. Just what you said, in a way that's appropriate for a child's age and understanding, they need to know what's going on because they need to learn to be able to take care of themselves.
Absolutely. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.